Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
reputation keeps your words on the tippy top. Too careful of what you say, and you're coming off dumb. And there's nothing left to be said on a telephone. Makes me wonder how I stuck around so long. Anticipation keeps you on the edge of your seat, but you're just too distracted to look up the people you meet. What was it I said that was so wrong? Now I realize it was a lie all along.
Lovely listeners.
Good morning, everyone.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tea time and tutus.
Caroline and Deanna.
Hello, everybody.
It's another dreary Monday. Not all the Mondays have been dreary, but this one's kind of dreary.
Yeah, it kind of is. But I'm enjoying the foliage.
Me too.
We've hit peak, I think.
Yeah, we really have. I think it took a while, but we're there.
Yeah. Went on this bike ride yesterday, and it was just, like, so lovely.
Where did you go?
I went up the Minuteman bike trail, so I, like, went down through Alewife. It's kind of funny, because this was my commute this summer. I would bike to the Alewife train station, so it was, like, a little throwback. And just, like, kept going up.
Wow, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's great.
It sounds like it was a good weekend for getting outside.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Well, in terms of music... You just heard Hesitation from Hot Flash Heat Wave, and before that, Water by Ra Ra Riot.
Lovely choices.
Thanks, yeah. All right, should we play some more music?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Are there things you want to tell the world before we play more music?
I don't know. Is there anything you want to tell the world, Deanna?
I don't think so. Not yet.
I don't have any, like, pressing things to announce right now.
I also don't. Maybe we'll think of something.
Perhaps. I'm sure we will. Tune in later for some deep insights from Deanna and I.
Stay tuned for something important coming later.
Yeah, we don't know what it is yet, but you'll want to hear it.
We'll get there. All right, here we go.
Suppose that was horrible and almost letting me in. But I stopped and caught the wall. And my mouth pole. I know you said that you'd take me any way I came or went, but I push you from my brain. See, you're gentle, baby. I couldn't stay. black Mercedes built in the 70s, classic like you and me. I'll be coming down, 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 down.
Challenges are a young group from Houston. Welcome Beyonce, Latavia, Nina, Nikki, Kelly, and Ashley, the hip-hop rapping Girls Time.
you don't need me. Ghost out of his bed, and I can't make love in my bed. I won't go white into your head. I won't make noises in your stars. I will be kind and I'll be sweet if you stop staring straight through.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
Hi, hi.
All right, so we just heard a lot of different things.
Yeah. Should I go all the way back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, first you heard Big Thief by Paul. Sorry. Paul by Big Thief.
There's a truck going by. You can really hear that. Okay.
Know, yes. No, we are close to a road, if you couldn't tell. Then, if you need to, Keep Time on Me from the Fleet Foxes. Then, Crush by Yuna featuring Usher.
Ooh.
And then Rebellion Lies from Arcade Fire and Ghosting from Mother Mother.
Wow. I liked those. I liked the Fleet Fox. Ooh, the Fleet Foxes song you played, especially.
Yeah, it's from this new their new album, Crack Up, that came out a couple weeks ago. I would recommend giving it a listen if you haven't.
Wow, maybe I will.
Also, I think the album art is really beautiful. I really
ooh,
like it.
What does it look like?
It's like a coastal scene. Okay, wait, I'm going to look at it so I can describe it to you. But it's like a white text, and then there's like this black cliff. Oh, here, I'll show you. And then like it's like green water with like a fire in the background.
Really,
it's like smoky, and there's waves crashing on the thing.
Wow, that is nice.
I don't know if it's like an art piece or like if it's a... I don't think it's a photograph. It looks like a painting to
me. It looks like... Yeah, it does look like a painting. But it like almost could be a photograph if you glance at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that is really pretty.
Yeah. I'm into it. Also, I was looking up because I was curious. So, as you may or may not know, dear listeners, one of our favorite artists, Father John Misty, actually got his start as the drummer in Fleet Foxes.
That is very true.
But I was curious. I was like, is he still in the Fleet Foxes? The answer is no.
I mean, he has his own solo like touring career now.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That makes sense.
I thought he maybe was still doing that, but he's not.
They have a new drummer now, I suppose.
Yeah.
Not Josh Tillman.
Rip.
He's on the road. Josh Tillman is the actual name of Father John Misty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shocking.
He does have a real name.
His parents didn't name him Father John Misty.
Yeah. Maybe that's a surprise.
Wow.
All right. So after the songs Deanna played, we heard Dog Years by Maggie Rogers and Baby by J-Som. So both of those artists I like... found on, well, I was listening to a lot of Tiny Desk Concerts, which are like
through NPR, right?
Yeah, it's through NPR. It's like the series they do. They just have like different artists come and like play. It's usually like 10 to 15 minutes like for each set, and there's like, and they play like in an office space, kind of like behind a desk, which is like, I guess, the idea of the tiny desk. But I really liked both of them. I've been listening to Maggie Rogers a lot this weekend, as Deanna knows.
Her- we spend our Saturday night trying to crack passwords for our security class while eating cookies and listening to Maggie Rogers.
Yeah. And her like EP, she just released it this year, and there's only 5 songs, which is kind of sad, but they're all so good. So we were just listening. I don't know if you noticed, we were listening to the same 5 songs for
I didn't notice. I think, okay, wait, we can't say it on air, but I want you to play a different one. potentially. Not that you have to, but...
Oh, I had one lined up to play
again. Maybe it's the one. I'm so excited.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I've been really enjoying that. Oh, and fun fact about Jason, the last artist we just heard. It's like this one woman, her name is... Wait, I want to say it. Melina Duarte. And she plays all of the instruments herself on this album that she just released. So like that song you just heard, all of the instruments that we're playing are her, which is just so cool. Like that's amazing.
That's
like
so awesome.
Everything. And it's all like, there's just a lot going on. Like it's very intricate, like musically intricate. Yes. I thought that was really interesting. Like when she played on the Tiny Desk concert, like obviously she had like people playing the other instruments, but like usually it's just her, which is so amazing.
That's so cool. Have you ever seen the videos where like, one person and they have like some kind of amp that will like record and then it'll just
play a loop.
And you just like get a loop going and then you just keep like adding in your own things to it.
Yeah, actually. So cool. So Ed Sheeran does that a lot. And I saw him like a few years ago before like he released Multiply, which was like his first really popular album. But he does that a lot. And like, cause he just like sings and plays the guitar, or that's what he used to do. I haven't seen him since he got really big because those tickets are mad expensive. But, like, that's what he does. He has, like, a pedal, and he'll, like, play a riff and then record it, and then it keeps going, and he, like, builds on it, which was really cool also to see.
Oh, that's so cool. Concert.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool stuff in the music world.
Yeah.
With technology.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. All right, so I hope I hope everyone is satisfied by their, like, fun facts that they got out of that because we promised something interesting. I think that was interesting.
Musical knowledge.
Yeah.
Always interesting.
Always good stuff.
Yes.
All right. And now we have a very important announcement.
Also, wait, can I say something else that's interesting? Okay. So Caroline and I, as I previously mentioned, based on our exciting Saturday night, are taking a security class. And right now we're doing this lab to like try and crack as many passwords as we can from like a given list. So I don't know. Pick good passwords, everyone. Change them frequently.
Yeah, consider this a PSA before the real PSA. Like,
make
sure everything is secure. Because we could crack it if
maybe.
It's not. Maybe. Well, we're not sure. We're trying.
We don't have a lot of, like, computer power.
No.
It's making this difficult.
Or time.
Yeah, true. But I liked what someone said. They're like, how long is your password secure for? It's secure until it's not.
Good advice.
So.
Or good words to keep in mind.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe kind of a PSA. But we have a real PSA.
Yes,
also.
We do. Here we go.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, that was a lovely PSA.
Yeah, right?
I really enjoyed that.
Also, if you're feeling a little stressed about midterms, because I'm feeling a little stressed about midterms, going outside and, like, taking a breather is sometimes, like, really a good way to
de-stress.
That
is so true. That is so true. Or just, like, go sit out in the outdoors for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just take a break, a mental break.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weather while it's still... like not freezing cold outside, which it will be really soon.
So sad.
Sad. All right, well, should we play some more music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, okay, so before I play this next song, I want to say a little hello to my grandparents who are listening all the way from Canada. If you're still listening.
International listeners?
Yeah, wow. You're attracting quite a crowd today, clearly.
Wow.
But this next song is for my grandpa. Some Diana Krall.
Ooh.
All right, here we go.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars. Hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things you do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings. Bump in
can do things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm a limber that love and feeling like someone in love.
Thanks for me.
Hello again.
Hello.
All right, so you just heard Diana Krall's Like Someone in Love.
Nice. That was a really
jazzy
nice
tune. Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. And then Dead Water by Wet. Mm. Yeah, I started listening to them like this weekend when I found Maggie Rogers, because they're very, I don't know, they were on like the suggested artists.
Yeah, I like
on
it.
iTunes. Yeah.
Someone was making fun of me for liking jazz music the other day, and I was like,
it's really lovely.
It's so calming.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And it's always, I don't know, it's got a nice beat. Not really beat, like,
I feel like,
you know what I mean? I guess
rhythm?
It is a beat. Rhythm, yes. Mm. That's the word I'm thinking yes of. Yeah, it does.
Like, I wouldn't, like, just, like, listen to jazz music and just, like, you know, sit and think about it. But, mm-hmm, like, it's good, like, background music for
jazz. Yeah, it's just very calming. Like, yeah. I feel like it's good background for anything you're doing.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe not, like, running.
Maybe not running. Maybe you want something a little more upbeat for that.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was in high school, though, I was in, like, this, like, choir that did a lot of jazz music, and it was really fun. Like, I don't know, I really enjoyed the things we sang.
That's so
it
cool.
It was just very different from anything I'd done before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Wow. All right, we got one more song.
All right.
Maggie Rogers.
Should we play the acoustic or the original?
Whatever you're feeling. Well, while you decide.
Okay, I decided. This one's shorter, so. Okay.
Cool.
Here we go.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week, possibly with a Halloween-themed
yes
episode.
Very loosely Halloween-themed. Like
spooky.
Just, like, eerie, spooky music, dark music, yeah.
It won't be, like, the Monster Mash on loop for an hour.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that'll be there, but you'll have to tune in to find out.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, we'll see. All right, we hope you enjoy this last Maggie Rogers song, and have a lovely week. Okay, here we go.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains, and I walked off you. Dolphin.